This is Mike.
Yes, hi Mike. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And also, before anything, just wanting to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, Mike, just wanted to touch base with you. We just wanted to go over, check things out with you, see how has the account been, if there is anything concerning or anything that we need to look into.
As of right now, I mean, to my knowledge, for the most part, everything's going pretty well. I will say that our call volume's kind of dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really gotten a whole lot of local splash calls from our listing or whatever here recently. I don't know the reasoning behind that, but but yeah.
But no, all right. Thank you so much. Well, actually, that's more of the reason why we wanted to get in touch with you, so we do know what's currently going on with your business, and we can definitely work on it, make adjustments or anything. So for that, what we're going to do, Mike, is we'll go ahead and re-optimize your Google business profile so we can get more, you know, we can get more visibility from there. And aside from that, too, currently your Google business profile post are scheduled once per week. Is it okay if we try to increase it to twice per week? Anyway, it's not going to cost you anything.
That'd be fine.
Okay, so we'll do twice per week, and this is going to be scheduled every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now, to help, you know, to help us when it comes to these postings, so we get better, hopefully we get better results out of this changes that we'll be doing towards your Google business profile. If you do have new pictures, we will definitely appreciate it, Mike, because the last photos we did receive were from November. Since you'll be increasing, then we'll definitely need more photos from you, specifically that Google does not prefer to have recycled images from time to time. So send us more pictures, we'll increase the number of postings, and then re-optimize your Google business profile from here. Okay?
Okay. Can you send me an email? Can you send me an email with a, like, just, you know, titled something about, you know, pictures or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, for Local Splash. And then I can periodically upload them into that.
Yes, certainly. You can do that for your mic. I'll send you the email now. There's one you say, photos needed to optimize your listings. Okay. And also at the same time, I'll go ahead and re-optimize your Facebook page and also your Facebook ads campaign. Now, please note, Mike, that for this, you are able to upload pictures directly through the Local Splash dashboard or the Local Splash app. Have you tried logging in the app?
I don't think I even have, to be honest. I know that I've logged into the dashboard or whatever on my computer.
But are you aware that we have an app now?
I was not.
Okay. No worries. It's okay. Totally okay, Mike. I really appreciate the conversation we're having right now. So that I also get to let you know about the app. So we do have a Local Splash app now. This was recently launched. And this is going to be helpful for you because it's a very convenient way of checking things out about your business. Keeping on track, and also at the same time, if you do prefer to upload pictures directly, you can do that all in the app. I'm going to send you an email, together with the other email asking for pictures. This is going to give you an insight about what our Local Splash app is. This is also going to give you the links to download it, so whether you do have an iPhone or an Apple or an Android, that's available in both, so you can get the links from the email. There's going to be an introduction video as well, so you can check it out.
Okay.
So you can definitely do that, but if you still prefer to use the dashboard because you're used to it, then it's okay. At least you know that there is an option for you to do the app or to use the app.
Yeah.
All right?
No.
Okay.
You said you're going to send me a link to that app?
Yes, I'm sending you both emails, so two emails you should be getting, one for the app and the other is for the email asking for pictures.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and just to give you like a short recap, you'll be reoptimizing both Facebook and Facebook ads, and also at the same time the Google Business Profile. Plus, you'll be increasing the number of postings towards your Google Business Profile. We should be expecting to receive images from you anytime soon. And by the way, Mike, just to give you like an idea as well, I mean, this is not a must, but in cases where you wish to increase more on your visibility, there is another product that you haven't opted in, which is Google Ads. If you are actually looking into your, let's say, of course, your local area, and then there are those that says sponsored ads, those are Google Ads. And those those are actually independent from the current ranking. So let's say, for example, currently I'm looking into your local area and you're currently ranking first on the map section. So let's say a competitor runs some Google Ads. What happens is that because they're paying for the ad space, they overtake your business. So they show up being the first instead, you know, rather than being at the bottom or anything. Though it will carry its tag rate, it would say sponsored. So if you've seen anything that says sponsored, those are Google Ads. At any point that you do wish to get onto that ad campaign, do just let us know. That would come at a cost, but surely it's something worth giving a try.
Yeah. Is that something that we could, like, kind of turn the ads on, turn them off periodically as we need to?
Yes, that is correct, Mike. You could definitely get it tossed or turned on at any point. Usually, there are a couple of reasons why businesses use the Google Ads campaign. First, of course, is to catch up with competition, especially if you're in season. Mm-hmm. And like it's a season for potential customers to reach out to, like, for example, electrical contractors or anything, and there's a huge competition out there, businesses put out Google Ads. Another reason as well is that sometimes when businesses are slow, they tend to run Google Ads because they do want to show more prominently when potential customer searches at the very top. So, because sometimes organic search or the organic results from the SEO differs. Let's say you show up first now, later on you show up third, later on you show up second. It will depend, but for the Google Ads, as long as it shows, it will always be at the top of the page saying it's sponsored. And, you know, even huge businesses or banks, they do run Google Ads campaign just to show at the top.
Right. What is the Google Ads add-on run?
Well, the Google Ads, we do start at a minimum of 300. Just to give you a heads up, it's 300.
Okay.
However, you're open or you're okay to like start it however you want to, as long as it's the minimum 300 that we need to meet. So you could do 300, 400, 500, and so on.
Okay.
But I would say if you're looking to, I'm sorry, yeah. If you're looking into getting a good budget towards your Google Ads campaign, I would say you should look into running it for at least 600 to 1,000 to make sure it runs a full month. Because that's also one key of having a good performing Google Ads, to make sure that it doesn't get paused at any day of the month. Let's say, because if you just run for, if you just run it for 300, sometimes it just takes about 2 weeks, and then the budget gets fully consumed. Whereas if you do have around 600 to 1,000, that would allow the Google Ads campaign to run for the full month, and of course until you want to keep it on.
What does that do? Does it charge you per click or something?
That's right. It's a pay-per-click program. So you pay Google per click on that one. Google prominently shows you on the sponsored ad section. And then when a potential customer, clicks on your Google ad campaign, we bring them to your landing pages, to specific pages on your website, so they can check it out. And then at the same time, you see all the results from the Google ad campaign, the conversions, how many clicks you've been getting. I mean, there's a lot of information available in the dashboard and the app that would let you know how the Google Ads will be performing.
Okay. Is that something that I can opt into on the app or whatever, or from my dashboard, either one?
You can definitely trigger turning it on, but you may still get in touch with us to complete it because we need to, like, run the bill and all. And of course, to complete, I would say you can do that, but it's always best to get in touch because you do want to make sure we set up the Google Ads correctly. So we do want to, I would say, get the correct targets, get the correct areas, set up some descriptions, set up, you know, just basically completely setting it up according to your preference so we do not waste any clicks going to, you know, going to businesses or like potential customers that are not necessarily looking for your services.
Right. Okay. Tell you what, if let's go ahead and set it up for at least a month and then we'll kind of assess it after that first month and then go from there.
Okay. You mentioned late month. Do you want to start this month or?
Oh, no, I was saying that, you know, just set it up basically for 1 month or whatever, and then we can reassess it.
Review.
Kind of review it and see how it did after that first month, and we'll go from there as far as whether we want to continue it or increase or decrease our budget or whatever.
Yes, that is correct, Mike. We can definitely do that. But one recommendation, though, I am definitely willing, because remember, I'm your account manager, I'm definitely willing to go over how it's performing in a month. But I would, you know, what I do know when it comes to Google Ads is that it's best performing if it's running for at least 2 months. It's not a month, but if you're looking to see how well it's performing, the returns that it's giving your business, then you should at least run it for 2 months, though. But we can, you know, you always review it after a month, you know, month by month, to see some difference from there. And, of course, for you to decide if you want to keep it, decrease, or increase the budget, as you say.
Okay.
But tomorrow is your billing, by the way, just to give you a heads up. Do you want to just make it together? Because setting up the Google Ads doesn't happen overnight, Mike. So if we're looking into setting it accordingly, I would recommend you get it to tomorrow's billing because Google Ads usually get set up within 3 to 5 days. And then it gets optimized in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. And how much are you willing to put in your Google Ads campaign?
Let's go ahead and do 500 on it.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just get that set up as well. So we'll be doing 500 on the Google Ads starting tomorrow. Let's see here. That's going to make your total $749 for tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, if you do still have a couple more minutes to go over how we should be setting up the Google Ads campaign, will that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hang on just 1 second real quick?
I got
a couple of guys in here in the office waiting on me. But
no worries. Let me know. Right. I'll just stand the line while I work on your billing.
Okay. All right, I'm back.
Yes. Hi, Mike. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I was in the middle of taking a drink. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Totally fine. Totally fine. I even called you without giving you a heads up, so. Okay. So that's okay. But yes, going back into discussing Google Ads, I just really wanted to make sure we completely set that up accordingly. What would be the keywords you do want to target for Google Ads? Do we use the same keywords we're currently targeting for your Google business profile, or is there any addition, anything you want to focus?
I'm trying to remember what the keywords that we had on there currently.
Do you want me to send it to you by text right now?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
So you can see it? Okay. Let me see. Okay. I just sent it just to look into the text and send you that's the current list of keywords we have for you.
You said you already sent them?
Yes, I sent them to this phone number that I'm calling you at right now.
Okay.
Did you not receive it?
Uh-uh. Let me just make... Okay, it went into spam.
Oh, okay.
So... I would probably add, like, a panel, you know, panel upgrades.
Panel upgrades?
Yeah.
What else about panels that you do?
Replacing them, you know, we'll replace them, we'll, you know, replace outdated ones especially. You know, do a panel restoration is what we call it, you know, just kind of cleaning things up on it and whatnot.
Okay. Do you want to add it to your main keywords as well or just on the Google Ads?
Yeah, probably so. I would imagine that would definitely be something good to add in there.
All right. So what I did here, Mike, is that I added panel upgrade, panel replacement, outdated panel replacement, and panel restoration.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you. Now, aside from that, too, what are the areas that you will be targeting? Cities would work best in this one. Because currently for your Google business profile, we're doing counties, but for Google Ads, cities would work best. I would recommend for now we start somewhere about 30 to 50 miles, maybe.
Okay. So, do... Locust Grove, which that, you know, that's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R.
Okay.
Claremore.
All right.
Tahlequah, T-A-H-L-E-Q-U-A-H.
Okay.
Wagner.
Next.
Tulsa.
All right.
And Catoosa.
Catoosa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Broken Arrow.
Next.
Salina, S-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay.
And Imola.
Imola?
Yeah, I-N-O-L-A.
Okay.
And we can put Muskogee on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we'll see. We got Catoosa. Do Verdigris. Verdigris.
Okay.
And then, oh man. Try to remember all the kind of our main target areas. Got Tulsa, Broken Arrow. Do Bixby. BIXBY. Then Jenks. JENKS.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that's probably
okay.
About right on most everything.
Okay, so again, that's going to be Locust Grove, Pryor, Claremore, Tahlequah, Wagner, Tulsa, Catoosa, Broken Arrow, Salina, Enola, and then Third Degree, Burbitt, Bixby, and Jenks.
Yeah. And actually, you might add Adair on there. ADAIR. These are just
okay.
A couple of small ones near us. Big Cabin.
I'm sorry, Big
Cabin.
Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Langley. LANG LY.
Okay.
And then we could add J on there, JAY.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And we should be good with your target areas. How about promotions? This is not a must, though, Mike, but if we do have any promotions, that would also be really good to put out on your Google Ads campaign.
What is it now?
Promotions, like maybe if you're offering discounts, free estimates, anything, any of those sorts.
As of right now, we haven't really been running nothing.
Okay, no worries. Again, it's not enough. It's just that we wanted to check if you're also running promotions so we can highlight it.
Yeah.
Aside from that, Drew, do you want to put in some descriptions? We are able to put in into your Google Ads campaign 4 descriptions with 90 characters each. So if you do want to highlight anything, that would be great. Let us know. If not, we will leave it to our Google Ads specialist.
I'd say at the moment, probably just leave it up to them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll definitely let them take care of putting in some good descriptions towards your business. How about keywords? So we discussed keywords that you do want to show if your potential customers are actually searching for those. But for Google Ads, the good thing about it is that you're also able to set up what we call negative keywords. The negative keywords, Mike, are keywords you do want to make sure your business doesn't show up.
Okay.
That's going to help to make sure that your budget goes to the correct audiences because your business isn't going to show up for those specific keywords. Do you have any that you want to set up as a negative keyword?
Trying to think of
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah, right. Take your time.
I would say HVAC or
okay.
Like or thermostat. That's one we get a lot of.
Thermostat.
Yeah, we get a whole lot of calls on that. And
or let's say HVAC services and thermostat services.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's probably about it.
Okay.
On that note, I did think of another keyword that we might add in on everything for like the positive or whatever.
Yeah.
Would be the flickering light. That's, you know, probably one of the most commonly searched items anyway.
Ring light, correct? What about ring light? Ring light services?
No, it would be flickering lights. It's just something that I learned whenever I was working for another company. It's one of the most commonly searched items on Google. People, you know, go in there and type, why are my lights flickering or whatever.
It's Bing light?
Do what?
What was that again? Bing light? Flickering light? Or how should we put those keywords?
It should just go in as flickering lights.
Okay. Is that flickering light services or flickering light what it calls repair?
Yeah, I mean, usually it's I don't know how.
Replacement?
I would just, like, I think how I would literally put it is flickering lights. Like, I wouldn't add anything to it or whatever. Just
okay. Just flickering light.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries, then I'll get that done, and I'll get that added into your Google business profile, too.
Okay.
Okay. But so far, you do have everything that I need to get your Google Ads set up accordingly. Again, please take note, Mike. It will go live within a week. Okay, 3 to 5 days the most. If there are any delays, I would say 7 days max, but it will be live within a 7-day time frame. Usually 3 to 5 days, okay?
Okay.
Now, please note that once it goes live, it goes into a learning phase, which is what we call the optimization of Google Ads, and that it gets completed within 2 weeks. Now, it did say it gets completed within 2 weeks because it reaches its 100% of optimization. However, that doesn't stop our Google Ads campaign from getting the attention while it's still learning the algorithm. So you may still get calls even if it's still in the learning phase.
Okay.
All right. But, yep, so far we've done a lot of things from the Google business profile to getting the post updated to twice a week to running the Google ads. We'll go ahead and take care of what we've discussed. And then please note again of your billing tomorrow. That's going to be a total of $749. I'll schedule another call with you before the 11th of April so we can go over how your Google Ads is performing. And, of course, at the same time to review, your account from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But so far, do you have any questions, any other concerns?
No, I think that'll be it.
All right. Well, we'll definitely move forward with, everything that we need to do, and we'll keep you updated, Mike. Okay?
All right.
Don't forget to send pictures, by the way. We'll need it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.